And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 FM. Hey, this is our weekly programming covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner from New Perspectives Photography. Right alongside here, Esther Golden from The Nest in Michigan City. We are your hosts for Art on the Air. Our 2018, and I think assume 19 underwriters for Art on the Air, are Valparaiso's Brower Museum at Valparaiso University and our landlord, Walt Breidinger. Hey, if you'd like to find out more about leasing space in this historic building, call 219-462-5821. That's 219-462-5821. We'd like to thank them for their generous support. Thanks to Greg Kovach, WVLP's station manager and, well, engineer and training mister to be engineering on our show, too. Hey, if you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts or arts-related event, exhibit, or appear as an artist, please email us at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Hey, by the way, this program is rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m. And we're always streaming live. And, of course, our entire program content is at wvlp.org. By the way, we'd like to keep reminding people that WVLP is supported by listeners. And though our official community campaign is passed, we're always looking for your support of this radio station. Individual listeners, show-specific things, whatever you want to do, but you can do that. Esther and I especially would invite you to become an underwriter for this program, Art on the Air. WVLP is looking for your support, and it's real easy to do. Just go online to wvlp.org/support. That's wvlp.org/support. We have several levels, from individual levels all the way to underwriter levels. And with underwriting, you get mentioned. So remember my little bit that I always say, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And we hope you feel good. Well, today we have our arts calendar, and I'm going to start with Porter County. And we're going to go run down things. Things are a little quiet this time of year, but here we go. Valparaiso University Center for the Arts, and that's the Brower Museum. They'll be opening their new exhibit January 8th, and they have three exhibits. They have Icons on Ammo Boxes, art by Sofia Altanova and Oskalender Kalamenko. Then also, they are running Line, Force, and Burn Rubber by Sarah Krimp and Olivia Petries. And then their third exhibit is The Art of Lynn Olson. They'll be having an open reception for all three exhibits on January 13th at 2 p.m. And that exhibit, again, runs through March 31st. The Ellen Firm Gallery still will be featuring The Art of Holly Jackson, December through the end of January. And this shows some of the unique things that Holly has done just through 2018. So stop by on US 12 in Beverly Shores, and you can see that. The Village at Pines continues with Lori Schimmer Carpenter and oil paint artist, and that's going through January 17th, so it's great. This weekend, Sunday, January 6th at 2 to 2:30, we'll have a guest speaker at the Chesterton Art Center called Resources for Creatives. It's a free thing. You can contact them at the website. What it's going to talk about is what you may know about creative economy in Indiana. It will feature the Community Arts Service Manager, Anna Trangresser from Indianapolis, how your state government supports art, and gives you some information about the resources that you have there. Chesterton Arts Center is located on 4th Street in Chesterton. You can go to chestertonart.com for more information, or call them, or you can go on their Facebook page. Art Barn, Monday Night Watercolors, coming up, five-night series, January 14th through February 11th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. Also, they will have different programs continuing the art of planning your life. They have a five-week program starting January 30th, and they'll have an instructor. They'll tell you how to plan things from the new perspective. If you made those New Year resolutions, what a great time. And this is where our guest today, but in the new Art Z Fine Art and Antiques Gallery in Chesterton on January 19th. They have Cocoa, Cupcakes, and Canvas, and that's on Saturday, January 19th, and that's from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., and they'll be telling you more about what they have going on. Well, Esther, why don't you take us away to good old LaPorte County and see what's going on there?
Well, today is First Friday, and I know when you listen to this Monday, it's going to be over already, but we don't have a list of what everybody is doing this First Friday, but please come down. There should be lots going on. Lubesnik Center for the Arts has an exhibit, Waiting for a Sign. It continues to explore the use of signage, text, and iconographic visual images and symbols in the work of eight contemporary artists in the Heinemann, Brinkett Cross, and Susan Block Galleries, and that runs through January 12th. Southern Shore Art Association at 724 Franklin Street. Hopefully they'll be open for, Larry, are they open for First Friday? Do you know?
Southern Shore, this time is their dark period. This is when we're doing cleaning
carbon.
Well,
that's why I couldn't find anything.
Well, no, and I also didn't highlight it. So they are cleaning the carpets, I know. As being a board member, we spend that time as our downtime. So.
All right. So First Friday's looking a little slimmer. So SFC Gallery at 607 Franklin Street, also couldn't find anything. Thaddeus C. Gallery at 822 Lincoln Way in LaPorte. They have the last day of their exhibit Blue Christmas with a variety of work from Indiana-based artists as well as artists from Chicago, Milwaukee, New York, New Jersey, Vermont, and England. Their hours 10 to 3. Bling Contemporary Art at 1709 Franklin Street in Michigan City has the new work of Suzanne Cohen Lang and Rick Lang. The Rising Phoenix Gallery at 2803 South Franklin Street. Couldn't find a recent thing, but hopefully they will be open as well. The Nest will be open at 803 Franklin Street. We still have the David and Margie Kreiner exhibit up, David's abstract work and Margie's geometric paintings. Michigan City Toastmasters meets every first and third Monday of the month at 6:15. The meetings in January are on the 7th and the 21st. Meditation Circle every Wednesday at 6:30. We are postponing Drum Circle until April, so stay tuned for that. On January 26th is the debut of our monthly Every Kind of Talent show, emceed by the fabulous Captain Ambivalent, who is on our show. And we're looking for ventriloquists, dancers, short plays, authors, storytellers, magicians, actors, visual artists. It's kind of vaudeville meets show and tell, you know, pet tricks, you know, if they're well-behaved pet tricks. First Friday in the Nest is going to be kind of a let's make a deal. If there's something that you've had your eye on, now's the time to make an offer, you know. Anything goes. We'll have some very steep discounts and some moderate ones. So look on our event page at the Nest Michigan City, and that's all for LaPorte.
It sounds like there's still a fair amount of things going on in LaPorte County.
It should be pretty, but there should be quite a few places open, I hope, for First Friday.
Yeah, it's a little quiet. Yeah, I know I might even pop down there for First Friday, even though Southern Shore is not open because I pulled my things out of exhibits. So, well, now we'll move on to Lake County. South Shore Arts, registration is still open through January 7th for their winter session classes. You can go to South Shore Facebook page or their website for detail. They're continuing their exhibit through January 29th, the Indie Windy, a love story that features artists from Indiana and Chicago who execute large works in new environments, especially aging urban and manufacturing areas. And that exhibit was curated by Ish Muhammad. In the atrium gallery, well, the trees are down. They no longer are there. They had the festival trees there, which they do every January, which is part of the Women's Symphony. But James Jakowiak will be there January 11th through March 24th. And he's a Chicago-born artist. He has current paintings. And his installation is going to focus on color and familiar form means of communication in our day-to-day environment. He explores intersections between color, visual ribbon, and music. So that's opens January 11th, and there'll be a reception on March 3rd. Their Crown Point branch, 611 North Indiana Avenue in Crown Point. Mark Barrett Kolowski Wildscapes continues through tomorrow. That's January. And so you can go see that. Cafe Fresco, Laura Izzard's Cats and Spaces and Aliens continues through January 27th. That's also on 1 North Court Street in Crown Point. Toll Theater has also Laurie Shimmer Carpenter, the oil artist we talked about. And that's located at 5202 Holman Avenue in Hammond. 119th Street Artist, the Oliver Brown Juried Exhibit, has a call for artists. And you can see their information, 119th Street, or their Facebook page. You can see that when it's going to open, their opening will be coming up soon. So see 119th Street Artist. Studio 659 also has a call for art for their annual juried show, Artistic License. The show will run January 25th through March 4th. This is a salon-style show. Entries are due January 11th. So if you got something, you might want to get it in. Information is on their website, or you can also go to studio659.org. It's located on 119th Street in Whiting. So you can contact them for information or things. Miller Beach Arts Creative District. Kevin Firm will still be on exhibit there December through January 6th, so that's coming up pretty close to being over with. The Marshall Gardner Center for the Arts, he has 38 drawings, 28 sculptures, and things like that. You can contact the Miller Arts Creative District on Facebook page, or you can go to their website, and you can enjoy that. So that's what we have going on in Lake County. So we are now pleased to have our guest today. It's a brand new place that's opened in Chesterton. And by way of disclosure, I have several pieces in there, which I sold one of, I guess. So it's the brand new Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques is the whole name of it. And our guests today, of course, are Kathy DeLeo and Bridget Nagalsi. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Hi, Larry.
How you doing?
Good.
So tell us a little bit. Well, we'll start with you, Kathy. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to there. I know you came from a culinary background, and you studied that, but you kind of took a different change in life. So let's
talk. Exactly. I found a passion for antiques along the way, and I moved back to my home state of Indiana from living out east for 34 years. And I found this great little town, Chesterton, and I work for a company called Organizing Options of Illinois, where I'm able to take things, repurpose and resell great vintage pieces, antiques, unique art. So I opened up a little store in Chesterton called Flashbacks. And then I met another person who was selling homemade items, and we joined forces and opened up Flying Mermaids. And then it continued further where I met Bridget, and she was an artist, and she was very interested in opening a studio. Well, the antique market was kind of declining a little, and I still am working for Organizing Options in Chicago. So I take things and bring them to Flying Mermaids and sell them. And then when Bridget and I decided to join forces, we thought maybe we can combine some fine antiques with some great art. And so that's how we started with Artsy.
Okay. And a little bit more about you. You went to Portage High School.
Yep.
And then you ended up out east.
Out east. So then I worked for some great chefs, and I opened a small restaurant, a French restaurant called the Rendezvous Cafe in Merrimack, New Hampshire. And I did that for about 3 years, and then I went back into hotel management and decided to move back home to Indiana when my daughter was going to go to college out here, but she decided to stay out east, and here I am.
You're here, and what college was she considering coming back
to? Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
She was going to go to Ohio State, but she ended up staying out east and working out there.
Were you familiar with Chesterton, being from the area?
Oh, yes, definitely familiar. Great town. I like that they service, like, you know, there's tons of artists, tons of local people that kind of keep it very, you know, I think kind of old school. They kind of keep it the same and traditional. I love that.
Visually,
about
it's just the most charming small
it
town.
It is so wonderful.
Great library.
And they're doing that whole branding initiative. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Maybe
yes.
You want, okay, where they're really trying to brand the town as like
right.
a little artist community
it
and everything.
Is great.
So
yes.
That's great. So that's what brought you to Chesterton. So, Bridget, tell us a little about where you came from. You came from way out on the coast.
Well, I was born in California, but spent most of my life in Portage, actually.
Was that Laguna Beach you were at?
Yeah,
Laguna What a Beach. Nice place. I
yeah.
love Laguna Beach.
It's beautiful there. It's beautiful.
I mean, why would you come to Indiana from Laguna Beach?
Well, I was quite young.
most
of my life has been in Portage. I graduated from Portage and
okay.
went to Portage schools. And
that was just a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I never left. I'm still there. I still teach in the Portage system. Love it. Love every minute of it.
What grades do you teach?
I teach K-5, and I'm
God bless
currently
you.
In two schools.
Well, if you said middle school, I always those are the ones who really get the blessing. I'll tell you.
They do.
Yes.
This is true. I love my little kids. They're great.
What do you teach?
Pardon me?
What do you teach?
Oh, I teach art.
Art.
I teach art, and they are, my kids are just great artists themselves, you know.
Okay, and then so you've been teaching how long?
I've been teaching for 33 years.
Okay, very yeah. good. So you've been, and always in the Portage system?
Always in the Portage system. My first 14 years I was in the regular classroom, and then I went back to Valpo University for my art certification to teach art, and I've been teaching art ever since.
Okay, what did you teach before?
Regular first, second, third grade.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you went to okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. So what you also had a passion and a mission for art. So what brought you together with Kat? She told a little bit from her perspective. Tell us a little bit from your perspective.
Well, I happen to really love the store that she works with and know the owner of the store. we had worked together in the school system, and I would go have coffee there, and I just expressed to my friend Kay that she said, well, why don't you bring some of your art? And I said, I don't really have time to do my art. I teach. And I said that I would love to have a gallery. My dream is to have a gallery and invite friends and family and people who I know are great artists to have their art there and make their art public, because many artists don't ever get their art out there. And she said, oh my gosh. About a week later, I get a call from Kathy. She said, Bridget, I hear you kind of want an art gallery thing. And I do antiques, and I'm thinking art and antiques might be good together. And so I said, well, let me run this by my husband, Ray. And so I talked to Ray, and I said, it's not really, the timing wasn't really what I was expecting, but the opportunity was there. And he said, if we don't try it, we'll wish we did.
Okay.
So that's
very supportive spouse there.
Very supportive.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And so what makes ArtZ different than maybe some of the other galleries, your approach or things like that?
Well, the way my vision is to the one-of-the-kind pieces.
Okay.
I think that if you're looking for something different and something one-of-a-kind and unique that somebody's not going to have, you're going to find that at ArtZ. You're definitely going to find that. You're going to find things that you're not going to see again, something that's not duplicated, something that's made with someone's passion or someone's care. And as far as the antiques, I think that they're thought out, they're genuine, generally old, and I think that we both have a good eye for our artists and our antiques, so I think the one-of-the-kind perspective is what works well for us.
I also think our space, where we have ArtZ, is different. It's tucked away. People walk in, they like the vibe right away. They like the vibe of it, and I think that has a lot to do with it as well.
I know I like the vibe, because that's why I approached you guys about putting pieces in there. It's kind of back in the way. Well, tell us, I mean, and we'll do this a couple times during the show. Tell us how to find you, like online, Facebook, and physically.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we are actually located in the same building on 206 South Calumet in Chesterton. It's in the same building as Flying Mermaids and Chesterton Toy Store, but we're kind of tucked back. You got to go in the blue door and go down a very long hallway, and we're tucked way back in the back of the building where we have a large gallery room, a good size studio area. We have a basement, a good size basement, and we also have a private courtyard, which is becomes very popular in the summer.
Very good.
So is ArtZ, is it a take on ArtZ, and then you added the Z, or how did the Z come about?
We just liked it. We just saw it, and we liked the way it was spelled. You know, it's ArtZ, and it was cute and different. And it was just a play on the
Z
word.
Z is one of my favorite letters, though.
Yeah, I like Z's, too. And the one other thing that's unique about our space, I do have to say, is we have this great studio space that could be used. You know, people could rent it. They could come there and use it for any kind of venue. We've had a paint party for a bridal shower. So the space is really great and versatile.
You recently had a ribbon cutting. I know I was there, but you can talk about that. Well, even though you've been open since when? You've been by March, I believe?
We got the idea came to us in March.
Okay.
We didn't officially open till the end of July.
Right.
And just finding the right time with the chamber, I think, is why it took so long to finally have the ribbon cutting. But it was very exciting. Very exciting.
Becoming part of the Chesterton community. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and we again are streaming online at WPLP.org, and the show will be repeated at 5 o'clock on Mondays and everything like that. Our guests today are Bridget Nadolsky and Kathy DeLeo from ArtZ in Chesterton and everything. So how can they find you online?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
We are working on an online store.
Okay.
It's going to be artsy-online.com. That's our domain name. So you'll be able to find our great items there, too.
We're also on Instagram.
Okay.
We are on Instagram.
Yes.
And can I plug our phone number?
Oh, by all means.
Okay. We have a new phone number, and it's 219-307-9926.
Repeat it one more time, because people might want to write it down.
219-307-9926.
And we'll get that later in the show, too. So how do you find the artists that come there?
Well, originally, because of my connections being an art teacher, I was able just to start asking people if they'd like to bring their things in. We have Ron Frazier, who does representational oil and acrylic paintings. He's actually my uncle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's one of those.
A little nepotism there.
Who he went to the Academy of Art, and when he was younger, and really just painted on his own. He's a master painter, and very happy to be able to put his art in the community. I also know Jackie Kalin, who has become one of our top sellers. She does mixed media with resin and acrylics and glass. Very unique. Through another connection, I met Peggy Davis. She's another well-known artist who does whimsical acrylics, which she sells to companies online, but then she has all these beautiful originals that she's putting up for sale. We also have the Gecko Girls, who are well-known in Puerto
Rico. Girls.
Yeah. They do very bright, brilliant glass pieces. We have Bob Witt, who happens to be one of my mentors. His wife was my art teacher. She is my number one mentor. Sorry, Bob. But but he is also a mentor of mine, and he is a well-known potter in Northwest Indiana and has traveled with his pottery. And we now carry his pottery within
wow.
our store. And then we have Larry's photos, which are awesome as well. And,
good plug for me, thank you.
And we have several artists, Marianne Pales, who also works in pastels. And I think what is unique also about our store is as I talk about the different artists that I've met or we've brought in, they all work in different mediums. So I think that is another unique
right.
thing. If you're looking for a certain medium, you're going to find it at Artsy. We also have a new budding artist named Andrew Cox, who has done precariously arranged acrylic paintings of identifiable places that when you walk in, you know where that place is. You connect immediately. He's becoming quite popular. Keith Goddard, who is going to be teaching a class in February, has been dabbling in different acrylics, and he's going to be teaching a superhero, paint your favorite superhero, for adults acrylic class.
Is your own work in the gallery?
Pardon me?
Is your own work in the gallery?
Is my work in the gallery? Some of my work is in the gallery. I just dabble. I'm still that art learner. I spent most of my time teaching all my life, so I know a lot about a little about a lot, and so I'm still focusing on my art.
What do you work in?
Right now I do watercolors and acrylics.
Okay.
Currently.
Do you like one over the other? Or?
No, I love a lot of different mediums. I just haven't decided which is mine.
Okay. Kathy, by any means, I know you're the antique person, but do you dabble in any kind of art?
Do you take any of the art classes?
Yes, I have. We had a great jewelry class. It was a beach glass class, and that was amazing. And I can't believe how nice my piece turned out, honestly. She was such a great teacher.
That was with the Jade from Pieces
of Jade.
Oh,
yeah. Pieces of Jade. She was a fantastic teacher.
She is fantastic.
Yeah. My art is more culinary, so that's pretty much my art, but I do repurpose and paint furniture. So I have a few things that I dabble in, but basically I haven't found my niche yet either. But I do love antiques, and I feel like honestly I have an eye for that.
So have and so I can't wait to come and visit your gallery. So has there ever been an antique that never made it out to the public because you had to have it? And then I'm going to toss the question to you, too, about art. Is there some art that comes in that you just go, oh, I have to have it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. 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 We are fortunate.
You know, not being an antique, you know, my wife was more interested in antiquing, and I kind of would roll my eyes. But is there still a good market for that? I know there's a lot of people that did, but with like in a generational thing, is like the newer generation not interested in that? You know, they go to IKEA instead of.
I know, it's true. But there are those certain. Bridget has two daughters. One buys my vintage clothes. Mm-hmm. She loves vintage hats. She wears it well. I mean, there's some people that still are into that vintage antique look. And, you know, it's amazing.
I think they're still much into that mid-modern
mid-century modern. Yeah. Right. A lot of people are into the mid-century modern, which is now an antique, right. You know, it now becomes an antique.
I know Michigan City has fabulous antique and resale places, and it actually is what kick-started the town again.
Right. It did. Yeah. The antiques. So, it did. I mean, I feel like there's always going to be collectors for certain things. It's just what people are collecting, and you know, you might collect hats, you might collect purses or pins or brooches or ties or so, but I think everybody has their own style and what they collect.
That's true.
You're listening to WVLP Art on the Air 103.1 FM, and so besides, you talked about classes and events you have. What are some of the events and classes that you have? I know I talked about one in our arts thing, but
well, we have a great instructor. Her name is Carrie Sukowski, and she is teaching acrylic pour classes. That's been very popular. So we are having another one of her pour classes that's coming up here soon.
What is that? So our listeners may not know what an acrylic pour is.
It's when you put different acrylics in a cup and she adds a couple other material into it that she knows the right recipe. I'm not sure what the recipe is for that, but she puts it all in a cup, and then you turn it upside down on the canvas, and it kind of takes on its own form and shape and does this marbleized painting on the canvas. And it's very popular. It's a no-fail. It's a no-fail, so everybody walks out happy. And it's been a great class and a lot of enjoyment with that one. We've also had Amanda Mesa, who is also an artist that features her art. She's a graduate of IU Bloomington and from Portage, and she also does acrylics, and she has some popular farm animal paintings that she made prints of that people just love. She's very colorful and very vibrant colors in her paintings, and she's taught a couple painting classes as well. We have one coming up in February we're very excited about. It's with an art instructor, Gretchen Bishop. She's from Portage. She works in Portage schools. Another connection I have there to the artists. And she is actually doing a couples painting class on February 8th, which is going to be making one painting out of two canvases, and each partner will be painting their own side and putting it together.
Very interesting.
Which will be interesting.
It could be a little bit of conflict if they decide they want to go different ways.
It's true.
No. Ooh, honey,
I think it'll turn out just right.
Couples therapy at RC.
Yeah. And Carrie Sukowski is also, she does the acrylic pour. Going back to her for a moment, she's also doing a board and breakfast at RC on February 9th, which is a Saturday. And that's a morning 10 to noon class where they have breakfast, and then she helps prepare a board of their choice, and they paint all morning and have breakfast. Mm.
So. And do you have this information on your Facebook page?
We do.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again?
It's just Artsy.
With a Z.
With a Z.
Yeah, so people don't know, it's not S-Y, it's Artz.
Right. A-R-T-Z, capital Z.
Okay, because that's important. So what do you have future plans for what you're going to be doing with the gallery? I mean, you just started out. I mean, gosh, you're barely 6 months old.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, we've I think that we might have a dance class. Mm-hmm. We have an instructor that approached us and said, how about a dance class in this wonderful room? So we're thinking of that.
We're looking at book club.
Book club.
Book clubs.
We're, right.
Book club with wine? Or
yeah,
of course. Oh, of course.
We'd
okay.
love to do poetry. We'd love to do poetry.
Poetry.
We would also, we've been looking into a wine tasting evening.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I've done that. And we're always looking for new artists that would like
new
to.
New ideas.
And with new ideas who would either like to teach or bring their art to Artsy for sale. We're always looking for them.
Okay. So that's sort of your future plans. If someone wants to be an instructor, they just contact you through Facebook or
correct.
The phone
call
number?
Us. Call us.
Mm-hmm. Call us.
Mm-hmm. Come in.
Come in.
And yes, we will line something up.
So Artsy is located just south of Broadway on it's and you can kind of miss it. So maybe describe it how you find it, because I know you can. First time I was looking for it, I kind of blew right by it, and I'm pretty good with directions. So like more landmark type things. What store have you crossed from?
Okay, so we are catty cornered from the flower cart.
Okay.
So, and there used to be a cupcake place across the street, which is now an empty building. Oh. We're right next to the toy store. We're in the same building as the Chesterton Toy Store. And we're in the same building as Flying Mermaids. So they recently painted the building blue, yellow, and gray. It's beautiful. You can't miss it. Bright colors. So we're at 206 South Calumet, and we're in Suite E. So you go into the Flying Mermaids blue door and down the hall.
And you can't you can see the sign there, so but it is mm-hmm. as you're coming out just from the little downtown, you can yeah. miss it
you
a little
can.
Bit.
You have to look.
So that's good.
We've even tried putting flashing lights on the door and putting a sign with we're trying.
I know.
Trying to get it out there.
So well that's good. Now with Artsy, do you have any plans of expanding out from the building or no?
I have had conversation with someone about having some classes that maybe go to go to the lakefront to do the class, or go to a park to do a class, and I am in conversation with somebody about doing that this summer.
Or doing there's a lot of empty buildings in Chesterton doing a remote gallery or a pop-up gallery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that one that's on the corner of Broadway and Calumet, I mean, that's
been
always...
empty for a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
We did have, we also have dabbled in doing a booth at events at the Portage Tri-Kappa bingo event last October. We had a booth
we did
up
that,
for
yes.
that, and that was very successful.
How about, like, the European market when it's in running? Maybe do a booth a couple
something
times.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
We also had in our space, we had a pop-up market in our space.
Okay.
For mm-hmm. some 18
artists.
18 artists mm-hmm. is their name.
It was
so they
holiday.
Came in for the holiday, and they had rented space in the back, and they did a pop-up event.
I was
so
at
we
that
do
one
have
too.
The space for that.
Very good. Maybe doing something like with the Chesterton Art Fair, too.
Right.
Doing,
right.
Yeah, that would be a good promotion for you, since you still are the new kids in the block and
right.
everything.
We could bring them in to mm-hmm. our space.
Right. Right. So, Bridget, when you're teaching your little young'uns, and you're teaching actually, what, one to five, grades
three
one through five?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference of teaching the different levels? I mean, you know, when you're in first grade, it's a completely different thing than fifth grade. Fifth grade is almost when the hormones are starting to kick in.
Well, certainly teaching the younger kids, they are more freer with their art and not so careful about what they do. And they are... very happy with their own art. As I get older, I think they become more aware, want to be more perfect, don't want to make a mistake, and it's a little more difficult with the older student to make them feel at ease and let them realize that they can let their emotions out in their art and just enjoy themselves. And I think most of them do. Thinking about teaching in the classroom compared to teaching art, I've always said that I could teach the same thing I did in the classroom, I can teach in an art room, only with more motivation.
Right.
And I think it's been generally true with students, even students with learning disabilities and emotional issues. The art room has been like a safe place.
Okay. So when you're teaching and you're dealing with students, you only see them like once a week. Is that
right?
Yeah.
For 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So it's harder to build the kind of relationship that you would have like of a daily class.
True. There are a few students though who gravitate towards art and are so comfortable with it that I get to know them a little better.
Right.
But it is not the same as when I was in, had the same class every day all year long. Have that same relationship.
And that's kind of sad, but I mean, that's unfortunately, it's glad that we even have art in schools, because a lot of schools not doing that.
But the good thing is, on the other hand, I do have a long-term relationship because I have them from kindergarten, some of them, kindergarten to fifth grade.
That's true.
So I see them grow, and they know they're going to see me every week, and you know, we have that kind of relationship.
That is true. I mean, when I was doing theater at Munster, and my wife did the middle school shows, so, and then she also taught classes, acting classes for the Parks Department. So we saw a lot of these kids from that all the way through. Plus, since I was the auditorium director, I saw a lot of these kids in programs that were music or otherwise. So I know what you mean. You build a relationship that's really over years. You don't see them 1 year. So I saw them in theater sometimes from grade school into middle school and all the way through high school. So it's kind of neat to do that. And is it kind of fun to see that over the period of time watching develop?
Absolutely, because I have seen, I had one student in particular who started in first grade and would just scribble and just erase till she had a hole in the paper, turn out to be a wonderful artist by the time she was a fifth grader, and just went on with her art. It's quite amazing. It's quite amazing to watch. And I'm very proud of my artist. I have one in the gallery right now. Her name is Neely Abag, and she does commissions. And her drawings are probably some of the best art I've ever seen. We have a few pieces in our art gallery just for show, so people can see what she can do. And then she has an online Facebook page called Honest Art, where she does commissions, and they're wonderful.
What's her subject? Does she like pastoral? Does she do portraits?
Pencil. She works in pencil and I believe charcoal.
What mediums do you teach, the K through five?
Every medium.
Ceramics. They love
ceramics. Ceramics.
So are they patient with going over multiple weeks before they see their project to completion? Are they?
They are. The younger ones, they forget after a week, and I have to remind them every week, remember what we're working on? But the older ones, absolutely, and they look forward to it. They always tell me, can't wait for art. So that's a good thing. But I wish it was more than once a week.
I know.
Yeah, that is difficult to kind of build the same kind of relationships, but you have the unique thing of building it over years, too.
Well, there's a new trend right now in education that I think is so, so important, and I know it's already been going strong over in England, and it's the STEAM movement, which is technology, engineering, art, and math. And incorporating art is just natural. They started with STEM, which left the art out, but now they're incorporating the art, because art has always been STEAM. It's always been STEAM.
Right.
You teach everything in art. You teach all those things in art, and an art is project-based, and that's what STEM and STEAM are, project-based. So I love this movement of STEAM, because I see it incorporating art more into the children's life, and the value of how it helps children problem solve and become the thinkers and the inventors that we need today.
Right. Well, you know, one story I always like to tell is, like, in the development of the personal computer, you know, Apple, for example, and Bill Gates, they were all kind of like the actual computer nuts and bolts and things like that. But the actual introduction Steve Jobs did was bring the more artistic. So he introduced fonts. And because he had studied, like, that calligraphy and everything, he actually contacted a professor early on in the development of Apple computer when they went to the Mac. Mm-hmm. And so that's an example where humanities really came in and changed personal computing forever. Because if the original guys, they probably would have had something that looked like Times New Roman all the time for everything. So
right.
So you're right. I'm glad to see the STEM movement has moved to the STEAM movement. When I first heard that, I went, oh, gosh, guys, arts is... Because I've seen that in theater and music. Music is like a language.
Mm-hmm.
because you're learning a whole new language, you're mm-hmm. learning mathematics in a sense and everything like that. It's a whole different thing. You're listening to Art in the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and we're talking to the people from Art Z and Antique Z. Art, I guess it's Art Z Fine Arts with a Z and Antiques. And their next event is coming up on January 19th, Cocoa Cupcakes and Canvas. That's Saturday, January 19th at 12 to 2. And you can contact them on their Facebook page or everything like that. So,
and the instructor for that is Amanda Sheffer. She is an art teacher as well.
Okay.
Great. So I'd like to talk about the antiques a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you... So what kind of antiques would we see there? Do you get to cherry pick from organizing options
yes,
what you bring over?
I do. So I cherry pick. We're able to, Bridget and I are able to purchase, or we could sell them for our clients at Organizing Options. And we're able to find one-of-a-kind pieces, which makes it kind of
like, is it furniture? Is it ornamental? Is it anything?
Everything.
So what do
everything.
You like? What do you tend to like?
Glass. I love vintage glass. Mm. I also love African art and Asian art as well. Mm. And I think the Asian art is maybe a little trendier now. Coming back.
I'm yeah, the furniture.
That, yeah, the yeah. furniture and the colors, the color schemes are coming back more. The jewel tones are coming in place. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And so what do you have there now? Like what special piece? What's the first piece that you think of?
We have the couch is like the piece.
The
I know. They're like these cloud white mid-century beautiful couches. Mm. Two pieces. One is a full size and one is a love seat. It's a combination couch. Then we have a bar that's... who makes the bar? Do you remember? No. Okay, the bar is mid-century. It looks like a springboard from a gymnast. And there's a gymnast... on the bar, and you pull the handle. You pull the handle down, and it's the glasses are in there, and you pull it back up, and it's just something you've never seen before. It's
wow.
amazing, and there's only two made, so this is a really unique piece. It's wonderful. We have some vintage jewelry.
Yeah,
we have an antique couch. We have some Victorian type chairs. We have some Asian statues.
So really an eclectic mix.
It's such an eclectic mix, right.
And Kathy is always bringing new and different things. Every time I come in the gallery, she's got something else. And I think, where did that come from? That's cool. She's always bringing new things in.
So in Chesterton, did you ever, like they have a lot of antique
right.
kind of malls. Did you ever have a space there first?
I do, actually. Oh. I do have a little space at Yesteryear's Treasures. So
yeah. Yeah, you can get lost in that
yeah.
place.
I do have a little space there, Yesterday's Treasures. Yeah, so I dabble and it's fun.
Good. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your organizing options. I'm curious about that.
It's a great place to work. Super place. So my sweetie works there and his identical twin brother and his sister owns the company. They've owned it for 14 years. They're licensed, insured, and bonded. They work out of Illinois, and it's actually, the job is actually helping people. So we get hired, every job is different. We get hired from somebody will hire us and say, our aunt needs to downsize. Can you help us sell her items, clean out her space? We do hoarder houses. We have seen things that I've never seen before in my life working at this job. It's been amazing. We go into a house, we clean it out, we make three piles. We donate to the veterans organization, we sell, and we do things that people will keep. People, we find pictures and jewelry that's been hidden and coins and family heirlooms that people are amazed that we can find. So, I mean, it's a great job. It's very rewarding, and people come to us and say they're overwhelmed, so they hire Organizing Options of Illinois. We have gotten spaces cleared out one day and houses ready to go on the market. It's
wow.
very rewarding. We have
wow.
a great crew. We fill two dumpsters in one day. We have all our trucks pull up, and the charity comes in and they have their crew. They take the charity away. We take things away to sell for our clients, and they move to the next phase of their life.
It's wonderful because it's great that you can identify what's of value right. for them to hang on to.
And that's what's great about there's four of us that do it, and we all have our specialty of what we do. All of us have different knowledge of what, I do glass and jewelry, and then my partner, he has his specialty, so all of us have our specialty, so we know what to look for, what is of value. Then we have different people who purchase it for the client, and hopefully at the end, our services are paid by what we can sell for our clients.
Wow.
So it's very rewarding.
Oh, and how nice, a family business.
It's yes, really it's really nice.
Do you ever find any antiques for yourself in something like
that? Oh, many times. Many times. There's some great stuff, but I just like glass and I find some great stuff, great pieces. Yeah.
That sounds like a very rewarding job.
It is.
Probably could have used you when I'm still trying to get the stuff out of my old house in Highland. We're almost done. But yeah. We did much the same thing. Junk, we took it to a local a charity in Highland, the stuff that we didn't want. And save. Of course, we're still saving quite a bit, but that's
when it's a process.
Yes,
it really is. Process. We feel blessed because we can shoot. We have resources where we can shoot pictures to buyers and say, "Do you want this?" And they'll come
in. So it's very immediate.
It's immediate. Boom, you're done. They'll come in and they'll make a pile and they'll barter with us of what they want to pay our client for the things that they're going to purchase. Mm-hmm. So the client can walk away and the job is done. We have actually done a couple jobs in Valparaiso. We're trying to be Organizing Options of Indiana. We've done a couple jobs in Valparaiso and we've moved a client to Colorado. So I moved, took away things to sell for her. I've packed her whole entire house and I stayed with her for 3 days until she was in her car and we locked the door and she was moving. So, that was a special, very special case. And every case has its own need. So everybody's different. So we kind of figure out what their needs are. And we also did a state sale. We did a state sale in Valparaiso for one of our clients. She was a customer that came into my store in Chesterton that I used to have called Flashbacks, and she was looking for somebody. Unfortunately, her husband had passed, and she was looking for somebody to have an estate sale at her house, and we had everything gone in 2 days. Wow. And it's very rewarding when they say, "We couldn't have done this without you."
Yeah.
Well, you add
a compassionate portion to it that usually these larger companies cannot
right.
provide.
And we're family, based, mm-hmm. and people appreciate that, too, I think, because.
Yeah, it's a tough moment, and you want somebody to be attached to it. And
right.
Not, yeah. It's so nice.
Thank you.
Do you have is there sometimes when you make the pile, someone always says, "No, I really want that." Do you have that dilemma sometimes?
Yeah, we have people saying, "Can you sell this?" And then they take it back and keep it, which is fine. It's theirs.
Right.
Whatever you want is yours. So we do want you to keep whatever you want to keep because it belongs to you or your family. One of my best jobs was I found a ring in a vase, and he said, "I bought this for my mom for his paper route money."
Oh, that's so
sweet. And we haven't seen this in years. That was, it's very touching.
I know. I come across stuff like that. I remember, and this is just my personal one, when I was a little kid, my mom worked, but she sometimes would go to the store and buy me a little thing. And there's this little, I wanted this one, I guess it was a model. And she bought me this model that I really didn't want. I can't throw it away to this day because she went out of her way on her lunch hour to go buy this thing for me. It's this little tiny car in a case. So I know what you mean. You get really attached to some of these things. I tend to be very sentimental. My wife and I both, so we probably have a lot of trouble.
Another situation is I was working in Chesterton, and this girl came in, and she said to me, this is one of my favorite stories. She came in, and she said, "I recognize you from high school." And I don't recognize anybody from high school. I'm sorry, I don't. And she said, I told her what I do. I work here, and I work for Organizing Options. And she said, "Well, my mother's going to need her house cleaned out." And she lived in Portage, and she came to me a year later, and that happens a lot, which is fine, We cleaned out her entire estate in one day and the shed, and the team that I was working with that day, she said, "There's nothing of value in this house. Nothing." She said, "My mother is an assistant living. We sold everything from this house. You need to just clean it out for me and help us get this house on the market." And I said, "Okay." We found a strong box in the attic behind some asbestos. And we don't open it. We gave it to our client, and she said, "I can keep my mom an assistant living for the rest of her life with the money you found."
Oh, my gosh.
So how big is the team that goes in? I know it will vary per house.
But it varies. Usually,
like, it seems amazing that you can do it in a day.
Right. We do have, we have a great team. It's between 4 to 10 people.
I guess if you don't have the sentimental attachment to it, because that's why it's so hard to clean out your own family's possessions.
And people, and we know what to look for. We know where to look. Different nationalities hide things different places. You know, so you have to kind of be aware, too.
Where to look.
Yeah,
behind the asbestos,
huh? Right, behind the asbestos. In the windowsills. Yeah. People put money in their windowsills. It protects them. So, you know, you have to know where to look.
Wow. What important work, really.
Yeah, it's great. It's great work.
So, coming up, let's maybe do a quick, we're getting to the end of our time together, maybe a rundown of some events coming up. We did that a little bit earlier, but let's hit some of those things that are coming up at ArtZ. And also for artists that want to contact you or clients that want to contact you, and I think that's important to hear that.
Okay. Again, on Saturday, January 19th, we have the Cocoa Cupcakes and Canvas with instructor and art educator Amanda Sheffer. That is noon to 2. We have on Friday, the 25th of January, an acrylic pour class with instructor artist Carrie Sukowski, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. And that one is adults only. Most of our classes generally are adults only unless we specify an age group or children. We've just kind of started dabbling with having children invited to classes. February 8th, we have a couples painting class. It's an acrylic painting class with instructor Gretchen Bishop, and that's a 6 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, February 9th, we have board and breakfast from 10 to noon with instructor Carrie Sukowski. And we are still in planning this one, but we have February 22nd. It's a superhero acrylic painting. Paint your favorite superhero with instructor and artist Keith Goddard. He's from Balbo.
And what are your typical hours?
The evening ones are usually 6 to 8 p.m.
No, I mean for the gallery.
Oh,
just
for the gallery.
Yeah, because I don't think you mentioned that.
Yeah, our hours are Wednesday through Friday, noon to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, or you can call at any time for an appointment. Would like to come see the gallery, you just contact us and we'll arrange a time, if it's not one of these times, to come in. We're always open in the evenings when we have classes. We usually keep the doors open, so you can walk in. If you're having dinner in Chesterton and you see our lights on, you can come on in. We are going to have the online shopping pretty soon. We're starting up a website to do that.
And the web address is going to be?
It's going to be artz-online.com.
Okay, because people may want to do that.
Yes, and our phone number is 219-307-9926. 219-307-9926.
Very
good. Available for small events and meetings, and we're always looking for new artists and teachers for classes, any medium.
So if you're interested, you can contact these young ladies, and they'll be happy to put you into the gallery, whether you're an artist or an art teacher and everything. We think it's an up-and-coming gallery there in Chesterton. So any final thoughts about where you want to go? Are partnerships with other galleries? Or
we are open. We're really an open book right now.
Okay.
We're open to any kind of partnerships or any kind of new idea that will incorporate our gallery with promoting the local art and antiques in our area.
Very good. So, and Kathy, any thoughts about that? What you want to do with the gallery? Because you're multi-level involved with things.
So. I am. I am, which is great. I think it's great because I think, Bridget pretty much does all the art, and she organizes the classes, and I do the food, and we kind of work as a team. And any kind of event, you know, we're open to that. We also, I was thinking maybe a fashion show down the road with one of our local, our local stores in town. We spoke about that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have a lot of vintage clothes, and I thought that would be fun. And
I'm really interested in an art walk, too.
Yeah.
Know. Well, you know, they do have that in Chesterton. They do have an art walk.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, how I missed that.
Yeah. I know Chesterton Art Center also does that with like a photo walk. There's a photo walk thing because I know I've hosted that once in a while. But, yeah, you can do.
Is it just once a year?
Yeah, right now it is. Right. But maybe you guys can initiate it.
Once a month would be really
nice. Take the lead on that. Yeah. So one thing we didn't talk about was the Flying Mermaids. Now, what's your relationship with that?
Well, I started down at Flashbacks down the street when I first moved to Chesterton. And the building in front of me was Weekends. Kay Shrepko, and she's a friend of Bridget's as well. And so we needed a bigger space. So we came, found the space at 206 South Calumet, Suite A, in the front of where Artsy is. So we found that space, and we incorporated the vintage clothes, and there's a bagel shop there, and we have Intelligentsia Coffee, and I make chicken salad. And so we have wine, so you can have a glass of wine while you shop. And that's the space that I opened with my business partner, Kay Shrepko. And that's where I met Bridget. Bridget was one of our customers and would come in. And
I love the coffee.
She loves the coffee.
I thought you were going to tell us she liked the wine.
Well, that's good too, but I really, the coffee in the morning would suck me in on Saturday.
Right, so she would come in for coffee and fish gurglers. But
fish gurglers. I love their fish gurglers. But and that's kind of what started it. And
then, right. Yeah. So she would come in and that's where we met. So Flying Mermaids is a lot of local artists as well. And there's a lot of vintage things in Flying Mermaids.
Very good. Well, I really thank you for being here today for all the multifaceted things you had today for
thank
art.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yes, and maybe we'll have to have you when you have other things coming up. We'll have to have you back on the air here again. Esther and I would love to have you, you know, talking about that and what's going on with Artsy and everything. And make sure you send us things, and everyone else should send us at artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair@gmail.com. Yeah, send us your information.
Please use it.
Yes,
please.
Because there's nothing there.
I know. It's like so lonely.
I know. So you've been listening to that. You've been listening to Bridget Andalski and Kathy DeLeo from Artsy from Chesterton. This is heard every Friday at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast at Monday at 5 p.m. Your hosts are Larry Breckner and Esther Golden. I'd like to thank again Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager. Manager and engineer on our show today. And if you're interested in being a guest, again, artontheair@gmail.com. And we'll see you next week when we have the guest from Eve from Dig the Dunes. She'll be with us to talk about things. So thank you so much for listening, and hope to see you next week.